From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama says it would be a fundamental misjudgment to insist that Iran recognize the State of Israel as a condition of any nuclear deal. Such recognition had been suggested by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says insisting that Iran recognize Israel is akin to demanding regime change. And while he says that would be a welcome byproduct of any nuclear deal, it's not one he's holding his breath for. In an interview with NPR's Morning Edition, Obama says limiting Iran's nuclear program is all the more important if hardliners remain in power.
That's exactly why we don't want to have nuclear weapons. If suddenly Iran transformed itself into Germany or Sweden or France, there would be a different set of conversations.
Obama and his aides are busy promoting the nuclear deal over the objections of critics, like the Israeli prime minister and many conservatives in Congress. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.
The case against Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev is now with the jury. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, prosecutors and defense attorneys painted different pictures of the now 21-year-old defendant in closing arguments today.
Prosecutors cast Jahar Tsarnaev as a cold, calculating, bloodthirsty terrorist bent on punishing Americans to avenge Muslims killed by U.S. troops overseas. They underscored how his bombs shredded the bodies of innocent people, including an 8-year-old boy. Defense attorneys called the attack, quote, inexcusable and said Tsarnaev was ready to be held responsible, but they spent most of their time arguing that Tsarnaev played a minor role compared to his older brother. They're hoping to spare Tsarnaev the death penalty. Prosecutors argued back that Tsarnaev was trying to duck responsibility. They insisted the attack was a two-man job and each brother equally guilty. Tovia Smith, NPR News, at the federal court in Boston.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter is calling on Congress to clear the path for a Pan-Pacific trade pact. He says U.S. influence and regional stability are at stake.
Over the next century, no region will matter more for American security and also for American prosperity. That's the world we'll be living in.
Congress has delayed giving President Obama authority to streamline the pact's passage. Carter calls the agreement as important to him as another aircraft carrier. The price of crude oil surged today, climbing 6% in New York to $52.14 a barrel. Prices are still more than 50% lower than at the peak hit last June. On Wall Street today, the Dow climbed 117 points to close at 17,880. The Nasdaq rose 30 points. The S&P was up 13. This is NPR. Scientists say radiation from Japan's Fukushima nuclear disaster has for the first time been detected along a North American shoreline. The Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution says trace amounts of radioactivity from the 2011 accident were collected from seawater off of British Columbia's Vancouver Island in February. Scientists say the amount discovered is far below international safety levels. Fans of the Wisconsin Badgers and Duke Blue Devils have gathered in Indianapolis for tonight's NCAA Men's Basketball Championship game. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports Badgers fans are hoping for something that hasn't happened since 1941.
74 years ago, Wisconsin defeated Washington State for the Badgers' only title in men's basketball. Tonight they face Duke, which has won four championships. Kentucky resident Kevin Wendlett grew up in Wisconsin and is sticking with the Badgers, despite Duke's experience in big games.
They've been here before, but I don't know, senior leadership, I mean, I think Wisconsin's ready. I think they'll pull it off.
Wisconsin is counting on senior players Frank Kaminsky, Josh Gosser, and others, while Duke has a younger team, including star first-year player Jahlil Okafor. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Indianapolis.
The defense rested today in the murder trial of former football star Aaron Hernandez. A doctor testified about the effects of the drug PCP, which may have been used by Hernandez's two co-defendants. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.